Hello, this is Moses Celsus, just bringing you another devotional here this morning. I have a phone number I'd like to share with you. The number is the same number you dialed here this morning, and it's for the recorded Saturday morning Bible study messages. 42517 is the ID number. 42517, and of course the phone number is 641-715-3800. And so this morning I'd like to take a look at 1 Peter, starting in verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Can you imagine an inheritance for us who are human beings, just weak hunks of clay? And here God is telling us that He has an inheritance for us, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. It's reserved in heaven for you and I. It's reserved in heaven for you and I. So, have we accepted that gift that God has for us? You know, it's so important. I mean, we cannot earn this gift. It is by faith that we receive this gift. And but it says here in verse 4, 1 Peter, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. You know, it's beautiful. It's complete. It's untouched by man. It's undefiled by anything that the devil can do. The devil has no way of even getting close to that inheritance that God has for us if we keep ourselves in Him. And it says, it's for us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. It's ready. It's ready for us if we remain faithful, if we keep ourselves. It talks about if we keep ourselves, those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Remember, it's by faith. It's not something that God is just going to dump out on us, and yet it is. But it's through faith. It takes faith on our part to receive that gift that God has for us. Like Abraham, there in the Old Testament, Abraham, it says that by faith he believed. He believed God, and he moved. He moved upon that faith which he had in God, and he started out on his trip, and he had faith that God is going to lead him to where He wants him to go. And so that's what we need to do. We need to have faith. And we need to step out. And I think of the children of Israel there as they stepped into the water of Jordan. You know, how many of us would step into a raging, flooded river and expect to walk across that river? But here the children of Israel were, and they stepped into the water by faith. And they had faith that they can walk across that water, across that river. And they did. And so, do we have that kind of faith? Do we have that kind of faith that we would be able to step into the water, into a flooded river like that, and to walk through it? And it says here, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." That gift is ready to be revealed as we enter into heaven. God is going to reveal that, oh, how beautiful it will be. You know, there's a song that says how beautiful heaven must be, and I think of those things, and there's so much that God has promised us, and there's descriptions that he has given us. You know, there in the book of Revelations, we see the different descriptions of heaven and how beautiful heaven will be, and yet, I believe when we get there, there is no comparison. We have never seen anything like it. And we have, you know, the most that we can imagine here today is nothing in comparison to what it really will be once we get there to experience it. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. You know, it's in this life, we're in this life now, and there are many trials and temptations and so forth, and but it's only for a season, if we remain faithful. In verse 7 it says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So as we are tried, as our faith is tried, so it's tried like gold. Gold, when it is purified or when it goes through the fire, it becomes more pure. And as it heats up and it's melted, the dross, the dirty stuff from the gold floats on the top and it can be skimmed off. And that's the very way that God has taken us. That's the reason why God has taken us through the fire, because he wants to skim off that dirty stuff from our lives and make us pure as gold. And so it says, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. More and more like Jesus as we grow older, as we grow older in the faith, that we become more and more like Jesus. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Joy unspeakable. That's what the Christian life is all about. And you know what? We can experience some of that even today. I know sometimes we go through trials and tribulations and stuff like that, and we think it's hard, and yet it's joy unspeakable. Just to have our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. So, it is a blessing to be a Christian. It is a blessing to walk with God. And he has joy unspeakable for us even today, and so much more, the reward, the eternal reward as we enter into heaven in that last day. When the trump will sound and all those that are in Christ Jesus will arise, and we will meet him in the air. But you know what? Many, many have gone on before us, and they did not see the end of the world as we expect the end of the world to come. You know, we expect that one day the world will blow up, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and the earth will be no more as we know it today. But you know what? For many people in the past, the end of the world has come. The end of the world has come for them. And they will receive the reward that is laid up for them. And so all of us, as we decide to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the reward of the righteous laid up for us in heaven. But if we don't make that decision and we decide to just go on in our own ways, in our own selfishness and everything, and live for ourselves, then the only thing that we have to look forward to is an eternal death. A life without God in the presence of the devils. And you know, certainly we don't want that. It's quite a contrast between life and death. So let us strive and to enter in, as the Bible says, and to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God bless you, and if you like to talk to me, my phone number is 717-656-9576. I'd be glad to talk to you and share with you some more. And we also do come out to homes to do Bible studies and things like that. So, yeah, give us a call. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.